大家请坐。
Please be seated。
弟兄姐妹，大家请坐。
It is really a blessing, and it is such a grace from God that I can gather together with my brothers and sisters at the very beginning of the year.
是啊，真是神的祝福，也真是得神的荣耀。我很高兴今天在这个新年开始的时候，能够与弟兄姐妹在这里一起聚会。
Yeah, this year is still pretty new. Only 10 years old. 10 days old.
今年还很新，今年一年只有十天，只有十天，刚刚十天。
Yeah, as we are looking forward to this new year.
我们真是很向往，和我们展望这今年的前景。
And in my heart, I have this burden, and I would like to share with the brothers and sisters.
在我的心中有这样一个负担，我愿意在这里和弟兄姐妹分享。
It is a mutual encouragement.
这是一个新的一个鼓励。
彼此的鼓励。
是一个彼此的鼓励。
Yeah, and it's concerning the life of Caleb.
我这里要讲的是有关于加勒的故事，加勒的生。
Yeah, that if possible, brothers and sisters, first let's turn to the book of Numbers.
如果可以的话，弟兄姐妹们，请大家打开圣经，翻到这个民数记。
Yeah, Book of Numbers, Chapter 13.
民数记十三章。
We're gonna read from verse 25 to verse 33.
我们要读的是25节到33节。
I'm going to read it first, and my brother is going to read it in Chinese.
您弟兄先读一下英文，然后我读一下中文。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 25. When they returned from spying out the land, at the end of 40 days, they proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, in the wilderness of Paran, at Kadesh. And they brought back word to them, and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land.Thus they told them, and said, We went into the land where you send us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Amalek is living in the land of Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and Amorites are living in the hill country.And the Canaanites are living by the sea and by the side of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it. But the man who had come up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us. So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report.Of the land which they had spied out, saying, The land through which we have gone in spying out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of a great size. There also we saw the Nephilim, the son of Anak, a part of the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
读一下民数记十三章二十五节。过了40天，他们窥探那地才回来，到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西、亚伦，并以色列的众会众，回报摩西、亚伦，并众会众，又把那地的果子给他们看，又告诉摩西说：“我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。然而住那地的民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大。”并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人，亚玛利人住在南地，好人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河旁。加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”但那些和他同去的人说：“我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。”探知中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信，说我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大， 我们在那里看见亚纳族人，就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们看，自己如蚱蚂一样，据他们看，我们也是如此。
Okay, we're going to continue on with our reading in chapter 14, from verse 1 to verse 9.
我们接着读民数记14章1到9节。
Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is it the Lord bringing us into this land? To fall by the sword, our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Will it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
14章一节，当下众会众大声喧哗，那夜百姓都哭嚎，以色列众人向摩西亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或者死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。摩西亚伦就俯伏在以色列众会众面前，窥探那地的人中，嫩的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列全会众说，我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地，耶和华若喜悦我们，必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们，那地原是牛奶与蜜之地，但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且庇护他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
Okay, we're going to continue to read from verse 20 to verse 24 of the same chapter.
20, 我们接着读20到24节。
So the Lord said, I have pardoned them according to your word. But indeed, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely all the men who have seen my glory and my signs which I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice, shall by no means see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who spurn me see it. But my servant, Caleb, because he has had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it.
民数记14章20节，耶和华说，我照着你的话我照着你的话赦免了他们，然我指着我的永生启示，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及于旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听我的话，他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所启示应许之地，凡藐视我的一个也不得看见，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得着那地为业。
And I'm going to read verse 24 one more time. But my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it.
再读一下24节，就是唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得着那地为业。
Okay, so brother and sister, if possible, could you please turn to the New Testament, a gospel according to John.
我们打开新约约翰福音。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
十章十节。
John chapter 10, verse 10.
十章十节，约翰福音。
That's what our Lord Jesus said.
我们主这样说。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我们的主耶稣基督是这样说的。我来了，是要叫羊，人或者人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Yes, John chapter 10, verse 10. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我来了是要人得生命，得的更丰盛。
And the last passage is in the book of Romans.
我们最后要读的是罗马书。
And chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
From verse 15 to verse 17.
罗马书第八章十五到十七。
For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption, or the word adoption can also be translated as a sonship. As the sons by which we cry out, Abba Father, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
罗马书八章十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一样一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters, for the two chapters we just read in the book of Numbers.
弟兄姐妹，我们刚才读的民数记的两个章节。
And that is a record of the Israel, the people of Israel's journey in from Egypt to the Promised Land.
是啊，那个就是当初记载的以色列人从埃及到那个应许之地这个过程。
That is a particular record about a very critical moment for their journey.
这个是有关记录的，就是他那个很要紧的一个时刻，在他们那个旅途中间。
And we know that when the people of Israel were delivered from the land of Egypt.
我们知道当以色列人从埃及地被救出来以后。
And after they stay in Egypt for 430 years.
在他们在埃及地被奴役了四百年之久以后。
And they were on their journey from Egypt through the wilderness to enter into the land of Canaan.
他们的旅途是从埃及然后经过这个旷野然后要去那个迦南地。
So then after they were delivered from Egypt, they were traveling in the wilderness for about 2 years.
当他们从埃及地被救出来以后，他们在这个旷野里面已经走了两年了。
And now they came to the place called Kadesh Barnea.
他们现在到了一个地叫做加底斯巴尼亚。
And that is a southern entry is like an entry point and into the land of Canaan.
他们这个地呢是到迦南地的一个入口，是在迦南地的南面。
So brothers and sisters, we know that actually if the journey of the people of Israel or the experiences of the people under the old covenant,
我们知道这个犹太人在这个时候经历的一个过程，就是一个旧约所描述的一个过程。
Actually, it's a picture for our Christian walk under the new covenant.
就像我们基督徒到了接受一个新约这样一个过程是相类似的一个旅程。
Because of the finished work of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
因为我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的大能。
And we have been delivered from our sin, our death, and also have been delivered from the world.
我们被这个从我们的我们的 最中间被救赎出来，也是我们从这个旧的世界中间被救赎出来。
And now we are on the journey in the wilderness.
所以我们现在这个经过这个路程，就是在旷野中的这个路程。
The journey of a wilderness was necessary for the people of Israel under the old covenant.
在这个旷野中的过程是人们到新约的一个这个必经的一个过程。旧约百姓所经过的一个过程。
Yeah. Because in the wilderness, that was actually, the Bible described that, that was a fearful and that was a great.
圣经上是这样描述的，在这个旷野中的时候是一个很恐怖，但是也一个大而可畏的一个过程。
And also in the wilderness, there was no much life.
在这个旷野中的话是没有生命的。
But even in those difficult environments, and the Lord had become the provision for the people under the old covenant.
在这个这个旷野中的困难的旷野中，神变成了他们的供应。
The Lord gave them manna.
神给了他们这个玛纳。
The Lord provided for them fresh water.
神供应了他们新鲜的水。
And the Lord became their leading, become their guide.
神变成了他们的指引和向导。
So through the journey of a wilderness, the people of Israel came to know who the Lord was.
通过这个在旷野中的这个旅程，那以色列的百姓知道，学会知道神是谁。
And they came to know that indeed their God was the true and the living one.
通过那个过程，他们知道他们的神是又真又活的神。
So brothers and sisters, actually that is a description of our Christian journey.Under the new covenant as well.
所以这就是我们在我们这些基督徒从一个旧约到一个新约成长的一个过程的描述。
After we have been saved,
我们被拯救被救以后
，and in all kinds of circumstances, the Lord has trying to prove to us, yes, indeed, He is a true and living.
在我们生命中各种的环境中，神给我们供应，这让我们知道他是我们的供应。
And in all kinds of needs, He has become our provision.
在我们各种的需要中，神成了我们的供应。
And indeed, He is our God.
所以神就是我们的真的是我们的神。
But the journey of wilderness is but a process, but a means.
这个在旷野中的这个旅程不是一个过程，是一个方式。是一个过程，不是一个方式。
也是一个方式。
也是一个方式 ，sorry.
It's a process, it's a means that will lead to an end.
这个是一个过程，也是一个方式，能够带领我们到一个结局的地方。
And because that end for the old covenant people is the promised land.
对那个旧约的人，那个时候犹太人说，那个就是他的结果，就是那个应许之地。
Yeah, because the promised land, as described in the Bible, is a land flowing with the milk and honey.
在圣经中所描述的这个应许之地是充牛奶与蜜之地。
And that's a land of abundance.
那个是有很多很丰富的之地。
And brothers and sisters, for us, people who have been saved by grace, we are under the new covenant.
我们这些被拯救的基督徒，我们是在新约的神的怜悯之下。
And the promised land actually is a type also to us.
这个应许之地也是我们的地。
Okay, it's a type.
是一个种类。
预表。
预表啊。
It's a type that is the abundance and the riches in Christ, in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是预表我们在神耶稣基督里面的这个丰盛。
So brothers and sisters, for us as Christians, as we walk the journey with our Lord.
当我们和神一起行这个属神的路的时候。
As we have experienced Him as our good shepherd, as our provision,
当我们体会到神是我们的牧羊者，是我们的供应的时候
，and all those experiences are very, very precious.
那些过程是很珍贵的。
But those experiences are leading us to enter into the abundance in Christ.
这个过程是把我们带到神耶稣基督的丰富里面。
And we don't dwell in the wilderness. We don't dwell upon those experiences only.
我们不是单单就在这个旷野中，也不是单单就在这个过程中，经历中。
Those experiences actually as a stepping stone for us to enter into the abundance which is in Christ.
这个过程，这个经历是给我们变成了我们这个是进入神丰富的一个基石。
And it's just like what our Lord says, the verse we just read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 10.
就像我们刚才所读的神的话语，就是约翰福音十章十节。
And our Lord Jesus Christ says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
神说，我来是要人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So we don't just in the wilderness, but we have been placed in Christ, and we shall have a life more abundantly.
我们不单只是在旷野中间，我们是在基督上，基督中得生命，我们会有得更丰盛的生命。
So that's the purpose of God for His people, either it's on the old covenant or on the new covenant.
这个是神给人的一个希望，他给人不单是在旧约有希望，而且给人带到新约里。
Now in the book of Numbers chapter 13 and 14, which we just read.
在民数记十三章和十四节，十三章和十四章我们刚才读的。
Now the journey of the people of Israel came to a critical moment.
这个那些人的旅程到了一个很关键的一个时刻。
They came to the place called Kadesh Barnea.
他们到了一个地方叫加底斯巴尼亚。
And they was about to enter into the promised land.
这个就差不多他们很快就要进这个应许之地了。
But before they enter into, for the entire congregation to enter into the land.
在那个整个会众进入这个应许之地之前
，and they set out the 12 spies to spy out the entire land.
他们派了12个探子去窥探一下那个地。
And those 12 spies actually were no ordinary people. They were leaders of tribes.
那十二个探子不是普通人，他们是那个他们以色列人的部落的首领。
Yeah, as they were in the land, they spied out the entire land. They came out of the land and they brought word to Moses and Aaron and to the entire congregation.
当他们窥探完了之后，然后他们就一起回到这个会众中间，然后把这个话就带给了摩西、亚伦和众会众。
And they carry some fruits out of the land, and there is one big cluster of grapes, right? And there is some figs and also pomegranates.
是。他们带了一些水果，那地的水果回到他们的会众中间。他们又抬了一串葡萄，也带了一些石榴，也带了一些无花果回来。
Yeah, the cluster of the grape was so great that they have to use a pole and to be carried by two people.
是那串葡萄实在是非常的大，他们一定要用一个杆子，有两个人抬着才能回来。
So as they brought the word back to the congregation and to Moses and Aaron, they said, "Indeed, the land." Flows milk and honey, and they see this is its fruit.
Yeah, 他们带了话回来给摩西和众亚伦和众会众说，那个地确实是流奶与蜜之地。看，这就是水果从那地拿来的。
Unfortunately, in verse 28 of chapter 13, it's continue on with that statement. It says, nevertheless.
但是到了这个二十八节和二十九节的时候，但是说但是。
Yeah.Nevertheless or but.
就是但是了，就是中文就是可不过。
Yeah, a lot of times actually that's actually talks about our Christian walk before the Lord as well.
这个就像我们基督徒在生命成长过程中。
And as we read the word of the Lord,
当我们读神的话语
，as we heard the promises of God.
我们听见神给我们的应许。
我说：“哇 ，so great！”
这个实在是非常的好。
Yeah, indeed, it is a land flowing with milk and honey.
真的是那地是流奶与蜜之地。
But are we to enter into it?
是不是我们要进入呢
？And a lot of times we'll say, but.
很多时间我们就说但是。
And a lot of times we'll say, nevertheless.
但很多时间我们就会说不过。
And because of that.
因为这样的事情
，and they failed to enter into，
他们就没有就能够进入这个地
，and because the 10 of the 12 spies gave a bad report，
因为有十个人在十二个探子中间的十个人给了一个不好的报告，就是坏的报告。
In verse 33 of chapter 13， he even says that they even said that the land devours its inhabitants and the people there are of a great size。 And we become grasshoppers in our own sight, and we are also in their sight.
他说经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里看见的都身量高大，就是他们看我们如蚂蚱一样，去他们看我们也是我也是如此。
And because of the bad report,
因为这个不坏的报告
，and the people of Israel, so heart melted.
那以色列人的心就融化了。
And they start to complain, to grumble against Aaron and Moses.
他们就在那里抱怨，能够埋怨这个摩西和亚伦。
And they were in rebellion against God.
然后他们就背叛了神。
And eventually they were turned back and to circle around in the wilderness for another 38 years.
神让他们就转向，然后接着在这个旷野中，迷失方向，然后在那里旷野中行走有38年之久。
Brothers and sisters are from Egypt to Kadesh Barnea. It took them 2 years.
从弟兄姐妹们，从埃及到加底斯巴尼亚只用了两年的时间。
But because they did not have a faith to enter into the land of abundance, they were set back into the wilderness to circle around for another 38 years.
因为他们没有信心能够进入这个应许牛奶与蜜的应许之地，神就把他们重新放回到这个旷野之地，在那里流浪了38年之久。
And that's a failure for the people of Israel.
这个就是以色列人的失败。
They knew the promise.
他们知道这个应许。
They even was at edge of the promised land.
在这个应许之地的边上，他们已经到了那里。
But they dare not to go in by faith.
因为但是他们信心不足，不敢进入。
But praise the Lord, among that 12 spies, there were the other 2 spies.
但是感谢神，在这个十二个探子中间有两个人。
And one is Joshua, which we are very familiar with.
一个是约书亚，我们很熟悉的约书亚。
And the other is Caleb.
另外一个就是加勒。
And for Joshua and Caleb, they had this very different perspective.
这个约书亚和加勒有不同的性格。也不同的眼光。
Yeah. As they were viewing the difficult circumstances,
当他们看见这个困难的情景的时候
，and the other 10 spies say, "No, it's impossible."
那十个探子说，哎，这是不可能的。
And but to the from their eyes, they consider, "We shall by all means to go up and take possession of the land."
但是对这两个人来说，他们说我们要起来，我们要去占领这攻占这地。
And they have this faith that was built on the word of the Lord.
他们有这个在神那里得来的建立起来的信心。
And that is why the Lord has even have this comment of Jacob, Caleb, sorry.
所以这个神就是对这个这加勒有这样的评价。
And that is in Numbers chapter 14, from verse 7 to verse 9.
这个是在民数记14章这个7到9。
And actually this is what Caleb was standing by God and he was encouraging his brothers.
这个就所描述的就是加勒就是在那里鼓励他的弟兄们。
Yeah, he was encouraging his brethren.
他在那里鼓励他的弟兄说这是神的话。
And he said that the land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
加勒对以色列全会中说，我们所窥探经过的之地是极美之地，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们，那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且庇护他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
And on the other hand, the Lord also testified for Caleb.
在另一面，神也为加勒做见证。
In Numbers chapter 14, verse 24.
在14章24节。
And the Lord testified of Caleb. He said, But my servant Caleb, because he had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it.
他说，唯独我的仆人加勒，应他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
So the Lord says that Caleb is his servant.
神说，加勒是我的仆人。
And Caleb has had a different spirit.
加勒有另外一个心志。
And Caleb has followed the Lord fully.
加勒专一跟从神。
So who is this Caleb, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，这个加勒是谁呢？
I think probably we can first start off by looking at the name.
我们先看看这个名字是什么意思。
And Caleb seems a very popular name.
加勒现在是一个很常见的名字。
Yeah, yeah. And the literal meaning of a Caleb is raging madness.
这个原意，这个加勒的原意就是他很愤怒，他会发有点疯。
Yeah, it's like even there's a description of the word as there's a wrath and there's a violence like a mad dog.
他是一个有愤怒，他有一个他有疯狂，就像一个疯狗一样。
Yeah, that's kind of a negative side. But the probably you can also be translated as there's some kind of a forcefulness.
是这个是不好的翻译啊，当然也有个好的翻译，就是说它比较强壮，比较有力。
Yeah, okay, close enough. Okay, so there's a forcefulness in Caleb, and we know that in the Bible. When the name is given to a person, usually that reflects the person's character, personality.
这个是强壮有力的意思呢，就是就是加勒他有这样一个名字。那一般来说，在圣经里给某个人的名字，往往就描述了这个人的性格。
Yeah, so we can see that Caleb was a man with this violent temper. But the thing is, his violence was not toward others.
哎呀，加勒这个意思呢，就是说他有一个脾气暴躁，他有一个很暴躁的脾气，但是他这个暴躁的脾气呢，并不是对别人的暴躁的脾气。
嗯。Okay, violent. Okay, there's a
暴力强暴
啊，暴力
强暴
强
暴。Yeah. So it's probably they're going to involve some kind of short temper, but I think the key point is that the forcefulness, that there's a violence in his personality. And yet that violence was not given to others. A lot of times, for us as Christians, we have this fighting spirit.
所以这个他这里所描述的他这个强暴和暴力，他发脾气这种突然的这种发作，并不是对待其他人的，他只是说他有这样一个性格。
Yeah, a lot of times when we have this fighting spirit, we like to fight with others.
我们所有时候想的这种暴力的话是和别人打。
But this as an elderly brother shared and helped me to understand this is the violence was geared toward himself.
有一个弟兄，年长的弟兄是和我这样分享的，这个他的这个暴力是对他自己的。
And concerning obeying the will, the commands of the Lord, concerning following the will of God.
这个特性就是说描述他愿意遵从神的旨意的一个特性。
And we can see in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11.
我们看看马太福音十一章
，verse 12。
马太福音十一章十二节。对，十一章十二节。
That's what our Lord said about John the Baptist.
这个是我们主耶稣基督怎样说施洗约翰的一段话。
And our Lord said about John the Baptist in this way, from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Violent men take it by force.
这个马太福音。是这样。 我这里看的是马太福音十一章十二节。从前从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的。OK， 从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Yeah. Okay. So there is a violence involved as we are trying to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以他就是这里有一个暴力在这里描述的，就是说，当我们努力进入天国的时候，是需要是这样子的。
Yeah. Yeah. Why the violence is required?
为什么需要这样的暴力呢？
Brothers and sisters, even we have been saved by our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，其实我们被神所拯救了。
But in terms of obeying the will of God, there has always been hindrances.
但是遵从主神的话语的上面，我们总是有阻碍。
And there's a lot of times, of course, there are attacks of the enemy, but there's a lot of times the hindrances are within ourselves.
很多时候我们的阻碍是从敌人来的，但是有不少时候我们的阻碍是从我们内部来的。
Because our flesh does not like the will, the law of God at all.
因为我们的肉体不喜欢神的旨意，完全不喜欢。
And because ourself has been the hindrance for us to follow the will of God.
因为我们自己的肉体成了我们遵行主话语的一个阻碍。
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 9 verse 23 he says,Actually, it's a call for to all of us who have this desire to follow him.
所以我们的主耶稣基督在路加福音九章二十三节是这样说的。
And he said he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So in terms of obeying the will of God,
在这个遵行主的神的旨意的上面
for the matter of dealing our self life,
在对付我们自己的自己的身上
and we need to put our flesh to death by the cross of our Lord.
我们要用十字架把我们的肉体放在十字架上，致死我们的肉体。
And there's a violence required.To deal with ourselves in order for us to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们这里就有个暴力，要努力的放下自己，进入神的国。
So we can see that Caleb, he was a violent man, but the violence was geared toward himself.
我们知道加勒就是一个暴力的人，但是这个暴力是对他自己。
And we also know that Caleb was born in the land of slavery in Egypt.
我们也知道加勒是在埃及地为奴之地生的。
And because when he was at the Kadesh Barnea, and he was already 40 years old.
当他在这个加底斯巴尼亚的时候，他已经四十岁了。
And he was with the other people of Israel, experiencing the great power of our God, and in delivering them from the land of slavery.
当他他也和其他的犹太人一样。经历了神给他们的拯救，把他们从埃及人为奴之地救出来。
And to him, this experience actually has become a building blocks for his faith.
这个经历就是成了他的属灵生命的这个基石，成长的基石。
And for the rest of the Israelites, whenever they encounter difficulties, they always have this sense that there's always there's a back door open. They also have this option that.There's a find the leader, and there's a return back to Egypt.
Yeah. 当其他犹太人碰到困难的时候，他们心里总有觉得我还有个后门可取，就是另外选一个领袖，我们回埃及去。
And a lot of times, brothers and sisters, do we have that second thought in our Christian journey with the Lord?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是在属灵生命成长的过程中有这样一个第二个想法呢？
We always have left one back door open, and they always have there's a second option.
我们是不是老把这个后门开着，总是觉得我们有第二个选择呢？
And all we have this desire just like a Caleb had.
或者我们就像这个加勒一样，我们有这样一个心智。
And he was willing to follow the Lord fully.
他完完全全愿意跟随主耶稣基督。
So when they were at the Kadesh Barnea,
当他们在加底斯巴尼亚的时候
，and when the entire people of Israel fell,
当那个整个的以色列民都失败了
，and when the people of Israel was turned back into wilderness,
当那些以色列人返回旷野的时候
，and Caleb went along with them,
那个迦勒也跟着他们一起再去了旷野。
And yet his desire for to follow the Lord did not change.
但是他的心智，就是跟随神的心智，一直没有改变。
If we turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 14,
我们打开约书亚，十四章的时候。
Yeah, probably we don't need to read that passage, but we can see that after 38 years, wandering in the wilderness.
当我们看见这个约书亚十四章经过三十八年在旷野中的过程以后
，and after a few years of battle in the land of Canaan，
然后就在这个迦南地又打了几年的仗
，and one day Caleb came to Joshua，
有一天，迦勒和走到这个约书亚面前说
，and he actually requested of Joshua to give him the land of Hebron，
他那时候向约书亚求，请你把这个希伯伦地给我。
And at that time he was already 85 years old.
在那个时候他已经八十五岁了。
And we know that the Hebron, the name, there's a meaning to this name.
希伯伦有这样一个名字，有这样一个意义。
And the meaning of the name Hebron, is a seat of association or fellowship.
这个名字呢，就是团契或者是一个协会的一个座位，
交通
，Yeah,
it's a fellowship.
Yeah, 交通的一个座位。
So we can see that Caleb had this strong desire to enter into a fellowship with the Lord Himself.
所以我们看见，迦勒有这样一个强烈的愿望，就是和神交通。
Yeah, he wanted to take possession of Hebron.
他要拿这个希伯伦地。
And brothers and sisters, fellowship is a two-way communication.
弟兄姐妹们，这个交通是双向的一个交流。
And as when we say we have a fellowship with the Lord,
当我们说我们和神有交通的时候
，And to me personally, quite often I see many brothers and sisters as well. A lot of times we are only have a one-way communication.
就像我一样，或者弟兄姐妹，我们经常看见，我们说的交通只是一个单向的。
As we come before the Lord, as we offer our prayers, and we just throw our requests before the Lord, and we just go away.
我们就来到神的面前，我们向神祷告，然后把我们所要的、所求的交给神，然后我们就走了。
Yeah, indeed, we have made our requests known to God.
是啊，我们把我们的这个要求告诉了神。
But probably God is waiting to speak to us as well.
但是神也有可能在那里要想对我们说话。
And it's a two-way communication.
这个是双向的交通。
And we make our request known to him, and he is willing to make his will known to us.
我们把我们的愿望交托给了神，但是神也要把他的愿望能告诉我们。
And as we come before our Lord, brothers and sisters, do we know what he's after?
当我们来到神面前，我们知道神想要什么吗
？And do we know what his will and purpose are？
我们知道神的愿望和他的希望是什么吗
？For Caleb, he has this strong desire to enter into this fellowship with the Lord.
迦勒有这样一个强烈的愿望，他要与神交通。
And on the other, so this is the meaning the name for the name of Hebron.
这个就是这个希伯伦这个地名的意思。
On the other hand.Hebron also was a stronghold for the enemies.
希伯伦那个时候也是敌人的一个强烈的是一个敌人的一个堡垒。
And that was a city of giants.
它是一个巨人的城市。
Yes, in our Christian walk, a lot of times we will be under attacks of the enemy.
在我们属灵生命的成长过程中，我们也有会受到敌人很多的试探。
There might be accusations.
他有可能是控诉我们
，and we are not good enough，
我们不太好
，and there might be deceptions，
他们有可能会欺骗
，and they try to cover us， deceive us， to blind us， to see the will of God，
他们有可能用一个欺骗的手段，能够让我们看不见神给我们的愿望
，and the enemy would also sometimes will cause us to be afraid， to have this fear，
敌人会让我们有恐惧
，and there might be temptations，
另外那有可能有诱惑。
But we thank the Lord because our Lord Jesus Christ was or is the overcomer.
但是我们要感谢神，因为我们知道我们的神是那个得胜者。
And in our Christian walk, it is a growing process.
在我们属灵成长的过程中，这个是一个过程。
And we can continue to experience the victory that was brought by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这个过程中会不断地体会到，我们的神是得胜的神。
And just like Caleb did, he had this desire to follow the Lord fully.
就像加勒在这里，他有这个愿望能够完全地跟随神。
And he eventually captured Hebron.
最后他得了这个占领了这个希伯伦地。
And if we have this desire to follow the Lord,
如果我们有这个愿望能够跟随神的话，
our Lord's victory will be ours.
神的胜利就会变成我们的胜利。
And so this is a Caleb.
这个是加勒的故事。
And he had a very forceful personality.
他有一个这样一个就有力的这个个性。
And he was willing to stand firm by our God.
他在神的面前要站立得住。
And he eventually took possession of the city of giants Hebron.
他最后得了这个巨人之地，就是希伯伦城。
And the God used a very special, particular description about Caleb. He said he has had a different spirit.
神用这样的话语来描述这个加勒，他是有这样的心智。
So what is that spirit?
这个心智到底是什么呢？
So,The spirit, actually, brothers and sisters, is to take the inheritance that has been allotted to the people of God by God Himself.
这个心智就是说得神的产业，这个产业是神应许给他的子民的。
When the rest of the people of Israel were standing at Kadesh Barnea, they didn't want to go in to take the possession, to take the possession of inheritance which has been given by God to them.
是啊，那些以色列人到了加里斯巴尼亚的时候，他们不愿意去得神的产业，那些产业其实神已经给应许给他们了。
But Caleb has this spirit.
但是加勒有这样一个心智。
And he desired to go in.
他的心智，他愿意进入这个迦南地。
And to take a possession of it.
能够得神的产业。
From the New Testament term, it is a.This spirit is a spirit of sonship.
这个从新约的解释的话，这个心智就是做儿子的心智。
Yeah, that's Romans chapter 8, which we just read, the passage.
这个是在罗马书第八章。
From verse 15 to verse 17.
十五到二十七节。
十五到十七。
Yeah. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again.But you have received a spirit of adoption or sonship as the sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So this spirit, it is all about inheritance in Christ.
这个心智就是我们得神的产业在基督里。
Brothers and sisters, all the abundance of God has been put in Christ in bodily form, and theWhich has given to us through the life we have received as a free gift.
神把所有一切的丰盛都放在耶稣基督里面，我们得这样的产业就是得了一个礼物。得生命。
Yeah, the life we have received from the Lord is an abundant life.
我们从基督得的生命是一个充充满满的生命，丰盛的生命。
So for us to enter into the land, to take possession of our inheritance, is to grow into the abundance of life, which has given to us as a free gift.
所以我们进这个应许之地得那个产业，就是我们从神耶稣基督丰丰盛盛的得生命。
We have already have his life, but we want to have it abundantly.
我们已经有了神的生命，但是我们要得神丰盛的生命。
So, brothers and sisters, concerning inheritance, that is for a mature child.
这个有关这个就是我们是一个成熟的孩子。
So in the Bible, there are two terms concerning the children of God. One is the children of God, the other term is the sons of God.
在神的儿子上面，在圣经上，一个就是神的孩子，一个是神的儿子，神的儿女。
So, for the children of God, there's a kind of like an infant, like a baby.
神的孩子就是像神，就像一个小孩子，就是像一个婴儿。
Yeah, once we receive the Lord, once we are born, in the family of God, then we are children of God.
当我们一旦接受神做我们救主，我们成在神做儿女的话，我们就变成了神的孩子，就是婴孩。
And by the way, as we continue to grow, there's a term that is the sons of God. That is a talk about inheritance. We have the legal right to receive the abundance and inheritance which is in Christ.
当我们成长以后，我们就变成了就是神的儿子，就是有这样一个权利。我们有一个权利，我们能够得神的产业，能够得神给我们所继承的东西。
So, brothers and sisters, there's a growing process from children of God into sons of God.
所以这里有一个过程，就是从神的婴孩成长到神的儿子。
And the spirit of sonship is this strong desire to grow in life.
心智成为这个儿子，就是我们有这样一个。愿意能够在神里面成长。
And we are not satisfied with our current conditions.
我们并不为我们现在的情况而满足。
And so, I think probably, I need to make it a very, try to make it clearer, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我要把这个事情讲得清楚一些。
And when we say we are not satisfied, it doesn't mean that we start to complain, or and we are because our Lord is all sufficient to us.
我们这里说不满意，并不是说我们现在就要抱怨，我们的神充充满满。
And it doesn't mean that our Lord is not enough for us.
并不是说神，我们并不以神为满足。
But it doesn't mean that we have this. The Lord has given us a lot of blessings and grace, but we know there is more.
我们知道神给我们了很多的祝福，很多的丰盛，但是我们知道神还会给我们更多的。
And we have experienced His grace, we have grown somewhat, but there is more.
我们得了神的供应，我们还知道还有更多的我们要得。
If a person actually is a normal condition for a person to grow in life.
对一个人来说，他在生命中成长是一个很正常的过程。
And I remember when my son was little.
当我记得我的儿子还小的时候。
And oftentimes we will ask the question, what do you want to do when you grow up?
我们经常会问你长大以后要做什么呢？
And so my son started with a truck driver.
我的儿子就先说，我要做一个卡车司机。
And then a firefighter.
救火员。
And then now, and then later, he has a higher ambition and say, "Oh, astronaut."
然后他就长大了，然后他有一个更大的愿望了，他是说我要做宇航员，
太空人。
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
大陆是这样讲。
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So an astronaut. And now he is in his teens, and he said he doesn't know what he want to do.
现在他已经成是一个年轻人了，他这个十几岁的年轻人，他现在不太知道他要做什么了。
But the brothers is the point is.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这个一点就是关键一点是这样。
As long as we live in the life, that we have this desire to grow.
只要我们在神的生命中成长，我们又有一个愿望想要长大。
As we were young, we all were young before, right? Once.
我们以前年轻的时候，我们以前都曾年轻过。
We have this aspiration to grow up.
我们有这样一个渴望能够长大。
And we have this desire to find out what we can do when we grow up.
我们有这样一个期望，就是想要发现我们长大之后能做什么。
And we want to be useful. We want to be able to take more responsibilities.
我们那时候想，我们更成为一个有用的人，能够担当更多的责任。
And that is for our physical life. But in Christ.Their spiritual life should also have this same desire.
这个是我们生命的这个身体的那个是成长的过程，在我们属灵的生命中，我们也要有这个愿望，要长大的愿望。
And that desire is the spirit of sonship, the desire to enter into the abundance of Christ.
这个就是我们要成为一个，要有一个成为儿子的心智，然后能够成长，得神的充满，得神的供应啊，充充满满的供应。
And probably we still have time to look into some aspects in the life of Caleb. But before we enter into that, there are two governing principles in that growth.
我们有时间的话还可以看看加勒的其他的一些东西，但是有这样一个两个原则是我们成长过程的原则。I
think we already touched upon those two points, actually represented by two names.
我们已经接触了一下那两点，我讲了两个人的名字。
One is the name of the city, and the other is the name of a person.
一个就是那个城的名字，一个就是那个人的名字。Yeah,
the one is the city of Hebron. That is a fellowship.
这个城的名字就是希伯伦，就是交通。For
us to grow in Christ, we need to have this constant fellowship with Him.
当我们在属灵生命中成长，我们要和神有
And we need to bring ourselves to Him. We need to spend time with Him. We need to make ourselves known to Him and allow our God to make Himself known to us.
我们要花时间和神交通，我们要和神交通，要让神知道我们，然后也让神与我们交通。
And the other principle is the principle represented by the name of Caleb.
第二个点就是我们刚才讲的加勒的这个名字所代表的特性。
And it's to deny our self-life, to take our cross and follow the Lord daily, to be violent against ourselves.
我们要放下自己，要致死自己，然后要和神有交通，然后就是完全否定自己，然后要有一个暴力的心和对待自己。
强暴对待自己。Probably because we can see that Caleb has this desire to gain all the abundance, take a possession of the abundance in Christ.
加勒有这样一个心智，他要得神充充满满的丰富。
And there are some areas in the life of a Caleb that we can learn get some lessons from.
有这样一个，我们有一些东西，我们从加勒的生命中可以学到。And
the first, Caleb lived by faith.
第一个，加勒是因着信心而活。And
no matter what circumstances it turned out to be, and Caleb lived by faith.
不管是他碰到什么样环境，加勒是凭着信心而活。And
he had this very simple faith in the Word of God.
他这样在神的话语中有这样一个简单的信心。Actually,
the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it says,
希伯来书第11章第1节。
Faith is the assurance of the things hoped for, the conviction of the things unseen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So brothers and sisters, when we believe in the Lord, we know that we are already in Christ. His abundance, we are already in His abundance. His abundance is already in us.
当我们信靠神的时候，我们知道我们已经在神中间了。他的丰盛就在我们里面，我们也在他里面。And
a lot of times, as we look at ourselves, we don't think that's the case.
很多时间，我们看看我们自己，好像觉得这不是那么回事。And
a lot of times, as we look at our brothers and sisters, we don't think that's the case either.
当我们看我们的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们也想这大概不是这么回事。But
thank the Lord, it is from the Word of God. It is where our faith can rest upon.
但是谢谢主，我们这个就是从神而来的信心，这个我们就靠着这个能够在神里得安息。And
it is a fact that that will never change.
这个事实是永远不会改变的。And
also the faith that will it says assurance. Actually, also there's another translation. It says it is a substantiation. Turn the things that is hoped for into some reality.
这个所说的就是实底的话，就是说这个是一个看不见的，但是它是凭着这个东西就可以变成现实的。And
just for example, if I say there's a cake.
举个例子，比如说有一个蛋糕。Yeah,
and the cake is given to me as a free gift.
这个蛋糕是给我一个礼物。And
it's mine.
这个是我的蛋糕。
And I take it.
我吃了。
But for us to enjoy the cake, I need to open my mouth and put it into it.
当我们要这个享受这个蛋糕的话，我们要打开嘴，能够吃它，吃进去。
And then I could have a taste of the sweetness, how moist the cake is.
我们可以尝到这个啊，这个多甜啊，多滋润这个蛋糕。
And the deliciousness and the sweetness of the cake has been substantiated in me.
啊，所以这个就是这个蛋糕，因为这个甜和它的好吃，就变成了我这个感觉上的一个实质。
So faith is to substantiate what we hope for.
这个信心就是把我们所希望的变成现实的一个实质。
So brothers and sisters, Caleb lived by faith.
加勒就是凭着信心而活。
It is so relevant to our Christian walk.
这个就像这个和我们基督徒的生命是这样的有关系。
And a lot of times when the things are kind of not as what we hope for,
当事情并不是我们希望的那样发生的时候，
Where do we put our faith?
我们把我们的信心放在哪里？
But it's not in our feelings, not in our circumstances.
不是在我们的感觉上，不是我们的环境上。
And our faith, the anchor of our faith shall be rested upon the word of God.
我们要把我们的信心放在神的话语上。
And also the second point concerning the life of Caleb, he listened to the voice of God.
第二点就是有关这个加勒的特性，就是他听神的话语。
Yeah, he listened to the voice of God.
他听神的声音。
And when he listened, because the people of Israel, the reason why they could not enter into the land of Canaan, because they did not listen to the voice of God.
那些以色列人为什么不能进这个迦南美地？因为他们没有听神的话。
So brothers and sisters, the word of God. It is a written word, but the Holy Spirit will turn the written word into a living word.
神的话语在这个写在圣经上的话是写下来的话语，但是圣灵会把神的话语转成一个真的声音对我们说。活的话，
We thank the Lord. Not only has He given us His Word, His written Word, but He has also given us His Holy Spirit, who dwells in us.
我们要感谢神，神不但给他写下来的话语放在这个圣经上面，他也把这个活的话语通过圣灵住在我们里面。
And through His Word, we can come to know His will and purpose.
通过他的话语，我们就能知道神的愿望是什么。
And by listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, we can enter into it.
当听我们仔细听圣灵的声音的话，我们就能进入神的国。
And the third point concerning the life of Caleb, he followed the Lord fully.
第三点就是这个加勒他完全的信靠跟随神。
And brothers and sisters, we know that if we are willing to follow the Lord, and there might be a price to pay.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们跟随神的时候，我们有时候要付代价的。
And then we may sometimes face oppositions.
我们有时候会被逼迫。
And so Caleb is a very simple statement concerning his life before the Lord. He followed the Lord fully.
很短的一句话描述这个家了，就是他完全跟随神。
But behind that statement, he paid a lot of price.
在这句话之后呢，就是说他付了很大的代价。
And like Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 8,
就像保罗在腓立比书chapter
8,
三章八节啊。
And he said that he is willing to count all things to be lost.
这个保罗说他愿意一切的事情都得失去。
So brothers and sisters, if we are willing to follow the Lord,
如果我们愿意跟随神的话，
then probably we need to have this preparation.
所以我们要做这样一个准备。
And when we are trying to make ourselves available to him,
当我们要把自己交托给神
，and we are willing to let go some of our comforts，
我们要把我们的一些舒服的东西给扔下
，and probably we are willing to let go something of our own preference，
我们要把自己所喜欢的东西也要放下
，and we are willing to put aside the things that we like，
我们要把自己喜欢的东西这些放下。
And some of our desires or natural inclination.
我们一些东西是我们自己的一些愿望。
And Caleb followed the Lord fully.
加勒完全的信靠神。
And okay, yeah. So the fourth point, Caleb lived in the body.
Body.
就是他的身体。
他加勒生住在自己。
在身体里。
他在身体里活。
Yeah. So we know that in the New Testament term, the body means the church.
我们在新约中我们是有这样一个概念，就是有关这个身体的话，是指的是教会。
So Caleb lived among the people of his God.
加勒住在他的神的他的百姓中间。
And so we know that at Kadesh Barnea, when the people of Israel fell,
当我们知道在加底斯波尼亚的时候，以色列人失败以后
，that the entire congregation was turned back into wilderness.
整个的聚会众，整个的以色列人都返回了这个旷野。
And Caleb went along with them.
加勒也和他们在一起。
Probably we would say that the end was a setback for Caleb in his own spiritual growth.
这个就像一个他的自己的属灵生命的倒退。
And so, brothers and sisters, say, imagine that if you were Caleb, what would you say?
如果你想象你是加勒，你会怎样的说呢
？I have a faith to go in.
我有这样一个信心就进入。
And you guys did not have a faith. You guys failed.
你这些人，你们没有信心，你们失败了。
But the Bible does not record any complaints of Caleb concerning his brethren.
但是圣经并没有记载任何加勒抱怨他弟兄的话。
And he was bold and he was ready.
他很大胆，他已经准备好了。
But when the will of the Lord was revealed, he was also submissive.
当神的命令对他们说了以后，他是很愿意听从的，他是放弃自己。
And he denied his own feelings for his brethren's sake.
因为他弟兄的原因，他完全否认了他自己的感觉。
And he did not point fingers. He did not complain to God nor to man.
他没有用手指指着他的弟兄，他没有抱怨神，也没有抱怨他的弟兄。
And he lived in the body. He lived in this brotherly love.
他住在身体中，他胜在住在他的弟兄中间。
And even when in the book of Joshua, chapter 14, when he retold the story about what happened at Kadesh.
当这个在约书亚十四章里面，当加勒对约书亚重新说这个加底斯巴尼亚的事情的时候
，And he called the other 10 spies my brother.
他讲另外十个探子说，他我的那十个弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, to live in the body, to live among the people of God, is to live in the brotherly love.
住在身体中，住在弟兄中，就是说要有弟兄的爱。
And also Caleb living the body, because all the brethren were needed to conquer the land.
因为这个加勒住在弟兄中间，因为他需要整个的弟兄们，整个的以色列人来占领这个迦南地。
And because God has never intended any one of us to be a spiritual giant.
神从来没有希望我们任何一个独立的人变成一个属灵的伟人
，and or any a lone ranger，
或者是一个独行侠。
But he, all the brothers and sisters are required in order to enter into the land of Canaan together。
所有的弟兄姐妹要在一起都才能进入这个迦南地。
And Caleb needed his brethren。
加勒需要他的弟兄。
So brothers and sisters, we do need our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我们也需要我们的弟兄姐妹。
And just like Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3,
就像保罗在以弗所书第三章说的。
And verses 18 and 19.
18-19节。
And Paul says, I may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth.And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
就是保罗在这里说，能以和众会 众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满了你们。
So brothers and sisters, we do need one another.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要彼此。
Individually, we may have experienced the love and abundance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们个人有可能已经体会了神的充满。
But in order to have a full measure,
为了完全得到神，
to have this, to really come to comprehend the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of the love of our God.
我们要一同和众圣徒一同明白，神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
We need all the saints.
我们需要众圣徒。
So on the one hand, brothers and sisters, don't ever think yourself are insignificant.
一方面不要认为你是毫不起眼的，毫不重要的。
Yeah, you are very much needed.
你是很重要的。
And on the other hand, brothers and sisters, don't ever think that we can do it alone.
第二点，弟兄姐妹，不要想你什么事情都可以自己做。
And we need our brothers and sisters.
我们需要我们的弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord deepen that sense and feeling in us.
愿神把这样一个事情放在我们里面。
And the Caleb lived in the body. It was also a growing, maturing process for him.
加勒住在这个身体中，也是对他的属灵成长很有帮助。
And it seems that Caleb suffered this setback.
加勒好像是有对这个后退一步有一些受伤。
对，
是一个挫折。
Yeah. And so at Kadesh, it was like a setback to him.
在这个加底斯对他来说是一个挫折。
And so he went along with the rest of the congregation in the wilderness for another 38 years.
他和其他的会众在旷野中又走了38年。
But during those 38 years, he did not stay stagnant.
但是在38年中他并没有停止。
And he did not feel sorry for himself.
他并没有自己放弃。
And he did not complain about his brethren.
他没有抱怨他的弟兄。
But he continued to mature in life.
他在这个生命中接着成长。
And brothers and sisters, is that true also for our church life? May I say this?
这个对我们的教会生活也是，对不对？也是这样子的。
And in our church life, I try to say that this, including myself, we are all sinners saved by grace.
包括对我们的教会生活，包括我自己，我说我们都是被拯救的罪人。蒙恩的罪人。
Yeah. And then all sinners saved by grace have been put together.
所有的蒙恩的罪人都放在这一起。
And we are all learning and we are all growing together.
我们都在一起成长，一起学习。
And then along the way, there's going to be difficult times.
在这个路上有一些困难的时间。
And they're going to be growing pains.
这是成长的痛苦。
And but it is on the positive note to that, it is a growing process. It's a maturing process.
在这个正面的来说，这个就是成长的一个过程。
And so to Caleb, it was a setback. He has to kind of wasted another 38 years in the wilderness. But from God's perspective, that the life of Caleb was a further mature.
Yeah. Please.加勒来说，他是一个挫折，他要在旷野中又花38年。但是对神来说，这是加勒属灵成长的一个过程。
And in Romans chapter 8, verse 8, this is a very familiar verse.
在罗马书八章28节。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So
就是。Yeah.
Okay. So, brothers and sisters, a lot of times things may not happen in our way.
很多时间事情并不照我们的想法而发生。
But all things work together for good.
但是万事相互效力。
And I probably gonna give a very simple analogy. I gonna conclude my message shortly.
我要快结束了，我就给一个很快给一个类比。
Yeah, for the past holiday season, my wife did a lot of cooking, baking.
我的太太在过节的时候，烤了很多的蛋糕。
Yeah, some of the cookies and some cakes too. And so actually, in our Christian world, a lot of times we see things that don't make sense to us. It's just like a cake making.
很多，我们很多时间在基督徒生活的过程中，就像烤蛋糕一样，好像没什么意义。
好像觉得yeah, doesn't make sense, but actually the process is like a cake making.
很多事情结果，就像这个过程就像一个烤蛋糕一样。
Yeah, yeah, okay. So now imagine, okay. So imagine you are the cake flour.
如果你想象你是这个面粉。
And you are white, and you are very fine, and very soft.
你是又软又白，很细。
So you are in the bag.
你在这个袋子里面。
And now you are being poured into the mixing bowl.
如果你现在被倒在这个搅拌盆子里面。
And now you are still pretty white, pretty fine, and pretty soft.
你这还是很细，很白。
And now then, all of a sudden you will hear some kind of cracking sound.
现在你突然听见一些这个声音 ，crack 的声音。
Yeah.
就是那个。
And then a few eggs were cracked, and they're gonna throw on you.
有几个鸡蛋被打破了，然后就倒在你的身上。
And now you are no longer white. You will not be, you become a little bit gooey.
然后你就不再白了，你就看上去很乱七八糟。
And then next, probably a sister will know this better. Then probably a stick or two of butter gonna be thrown at.
然后就差不多姐妹们知道有一两块这个butter 就是奶油就倒进来了。
And also some vanilla extract or something.
或者有其他的一些东西。
And some other ingredients.
其他的一些调料。
And now you are no longer white and soft and fine.
这面粉就不再白，不再细，不再软了。
And then.Then probably the baker is gonna use a spatula to kind of stir you up.
Yeah. 然后这个人呢，就用这个勺子呢来搅拌了。
And then they're gonna turn the flour upside down, right?
然后就把这个面粉倒过来。
And a lot of times we just like the flour.
很多时间我们就像这个面粉一样。
And our life seems to be turned upside down.
我们的生命就被倒过来了，从。
Probably would say that it doesn't make sense. What's going on here?
我们有时候说，哎，这实在是不好，这是怎么了呢？
And but the better part is yet to come.
但是这个好的结局就快来了。
It's kind of a cynical way to say that.
是说起来比较。
Yeah, because we're going to be poured into the baking sheet, and we're going to be put into the oven.
我们要倒在那个纸上，然后我们会放到这个烤箱里。
And the baking starts.
然后这个。Baking, 然后这个烤就开始了。
All the heat,
然后很烫。
All the suffering,
很多的痛苦。
From the cake flour's perspective, none of this makes sense.
对这个面粉来说，这个实在是没有意思。
But from the baker's perspective, everything makes sense.
但是从这个烤的人来说，这个是很有意义。
And because the baker has this cake in mind,
因为这个烤的人把这个面粉有这个在脑海中
想法。And every step has a purpose.
每一个步骤都有一个目的。
And every step is leading to that final result.
这个每一个步骤都会把这个带向最后的结果。
Brothers and sisters, for Caleb's setback in those 38 years.
对加勒的这个挫折，在这个38年中的挫折。
And to us, probably we feel like.Those 32 years were by the waste.
我们有时候觉得那个38年真的是浪费。
But from God's perspective, he was able to turn those 38 years into a maturing process to further grow Caleb's life in him.
从神的观点来说，这个38年就是把这个加勒培养一下，然后他就变成了一个成熟的一个人。
And in those 38 years,The first generation of the people of Israel died out, except Caleb and Joshua.
在这个三十八年中，第一代的犹太人，都已经死在旷野里，只有约书亚和加勒。
And in those 38 years, God has prepared and grown a young generation ready to capture the land of the promise.
在这个三十八年中，神培养了这个年轻的一代，这个为了是占领这个迦南地。
So, brothers and sisters, we do thank the Lord for his work that was done in the life of Caleb.
我们真的感谢神他在加勒身上所做的工。
And we also thank the Lord that he has given Caleb this spirit of sonship as a different spirit from the rest of the congregation.
我们要感谢神他给了加勒这样一个儿子的心智，这个和他的其他的会众是不一样的。
And so as we are looking forward to this year,
我们在这个展望这今年的时候，
and we know that all the signs of time are telling us that the Lord's return is very, very near.
所有的标记都告诉我们这个神的回来，我们主回第二次回来就近了。
And my burden and is an encouragement to brother and sister and to myself.
我的心里的负担就是鼓励弟兄姐妹们和我自己。
Yeah, we all have this spirit of sonship.
我们都要有这一个儿子的心智。
And we don't feel satisfied with where we are.
我们不要为现在我们现在的光景而知足。
Our Lord has given us all his abundance in us.
神给了我们一切的丰盛。
And we need to continue to grow in him.
我们要接着在他里面成长。
And we will be like Caleb with a different spirit.
我们就像加勒一样有一个不同的心智。
And also through our growing, it's a way of preparing for the return of the Lord.
我们在这里成长的时候也是为我们的主再回来做准备。
And we thank the Lord because he has begun a good work.
因为我们要感谢神，神开始了这个好的工作。
And he will perfect it.
他会完美把这个事情做完美。
Okay, could we have a word of prayer?
我们这里做一个祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for giving Caleb as an example in front of us.
主啊，感谢神，你把这个加勒作为我们一个榜样。
And the Lord, I pray that we will continue with that spirit of sonship.
神啊，我们要在这里祷告，我们要有一个加勒一样的属儿子的心智。
And not only could we cry out to our God as Abba Father.
我们不单是要向神呼叫我们的阿巴父神。
And but we also have this strong desire to continue to grow in Christ.
我们也有一个这样一个强壮的心智，能够接着在神里面接着成长。
And so that the abundance in Christ could be truly inheritance to all of us.
所以神一切的丰富真的是在我们心中。
And we thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你的话语。
And thank you for speaking to us.
谢谢神对我们说话。
In Jesus' most precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.